And now for a less explosive form of entertainment, the Rubik's Cube. You may have seen those people who can solve the cube in seconds flat. 30 years ago, Kristen Looney was one of them.
When I was 16, I placed 5th in the nation on the television show That's Incredible, solving the Rubik's Cube in 35 seconds.
For most of us, it takes a bit more time, like hours, weeks, months, years.
It's actually a very complex puzzle. It is for anybody. It looks like it should be simple, but it isn't.
In fact, the cube has more than 43 quintillion potential starting positions.
Quintillion is a billion, so it's a ridiculously large number.
I would have said it was a made-up number, but Morley Davidson says it's real. He's from Kent State University, and he is a mathematician. For decades, he and his colleagues have been trying to answer this question about the Rubik's Cube. No matter how scrambled up it is, how many twists and turns should you ever need to solve it? This week, Davidson says that question has been put to rest.
The team I was working with proved that every position of Rubik's Cube can be solved in at most 20 moves.
20 moves, that's it. Rubik's Cube fans call it God's number. Davidson says it could have taken many lifetimes to prove this, even with a desktop computer. What his team needed was something a bit more powerful to run its simulation.
We originally wrote a proposal to run it at the Ohio Supercomputer Center in Columbus. And we haven't heard back from them yet.
But fortunately, Google stepped in and offered to run the cube-solving simulation on its machines. For a few weeks, their computers solved thousands of virtual Rubik's Cubes every second, churning through every possible combination.
And, of course, that leads us to the question, is there a point to any of this?
Yeah, I would say this falls into the category of recreational math, because while it's obviously not all that useful to engineering problems and the usual sort of applications, say in medicine and whatnot, it's a math question that really comes from the heart.
Though without a supercomputer nearby, even Rubik's Cube experts like Kristen Looney generally need a few more turns to solve the puzzle.
All right, this is going to be a lot more than 20 moves here.